Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1 and 2. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the first two stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 2, the verses 14 through 40. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 2, the verses 14 through 40. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, of blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, and neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, and neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he is shed for this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. John Bazoya, who was in a very low and serious condition. Jenna, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Mark Hengstemangel, who was in the hospital with pneumonia, and hopefully she may return home today. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty, a most holy, but also most merciful and good-doing God. We may say that on the morning hour of another Lord's Day, wherein the week gone by, then thou was graciously watched over us in the home, at work, at school, on the way, wherever we were called to be, ah, Lord, wilt thou then grant in this day what we cannot give unto ourselves, but that is a humble and a broken heart under all thy goodness and under all thy long-suffering, and an impression what we deserve, what we make ourselves worthy of because of our sins and of our transgressions. Oh, we have heard thy holy law, what sinners we are. Then thou hast granted many precious gifts from above, and we may also thank thee for the showers which thou hast given upon the thirsty earth. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, when we may be within the walls of thy house of prayer, that thou mayst send forth the showers of thy Holy Spirit in a very rich measure. Go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Be then a surprising God, and may it be a very special service, an unforgettable service, and that shall be when thou worketh lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Thou knowest how we have risen in this morning hour. Thou knowest how we have come up to thy house. May many prayers have risen unto thee, the living God. May there have been a little begging, that in this day that thou may remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. After the day of Pentecost, we read that thou wast added daily to the church such as shall be saved. May that also take place in this day. And wilt thou remember thy people thou wast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. And now in this morning hour, and not only the audible gospel hopes to be heard, but also the visible gospel administered in the midst of the congregation by the sacrament of holy baptism. Lord, then wilt thou remember these parents. Do grant them a humble and a broken heart, wherein the time that lies behind, that thou wast blessed them with such a precious little gift, even two children in a family circle, and that by the first time in married life, but also by renewal, may there be those times that they may sprinkle their little ones with their tears. And now, Lord, in this morning thou knowest how they have come up to thy house. May they have been given to ask of thee, that thou may be their helper ever near, and that thou may shed light upon the preciousness of the sacrament. We need the work of the Holy Spirit, but also thy gracious help, with the oath which they hope to make by the first time and by renewal. Lord, may it please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to do for these little ones what is signified in baptism, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, Oh, may we as a congregation be filled with concern and with compassion also for these little ones, where they are born in a dark and a solemn time. But the King at thy right hand, he is still ruling, and he is still gathering and defending his church. And may it please thee by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may not only be baptized with water, but baptized with thy Spirit, that by thy grace, that they may be given to choose thee for their God, to need their Redeemer, thy Son for their Savior, and the Holy Spirit for their teacher, that thy holy word may be their guide, that they may choose thy people to be their companions, and that they may desire to live holily for thee, and then at the end that heaven may be their eternal home. To that end, Lord, may it please thee to fulfill thy promise in thy word, where thou hast declared, I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall grow up among the grass as willows, by the water courses ought to be called a Jacob, and also to be surnamed an Israel. To that end, may these fathers and mothers, may they oftentimes by the arms of prayer, may they be given to bring their little children and other children before thee, that thou may lay thy hands upon them, and that thou may bless them. Oh, that it may please thee by thy Spirit, to take early possession of their little hearts, and to stamp thy image upon them, that they may be added as jewels to the meritorial crown of King Jesus, O Lord. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, do impress upon the hearts of these parents that they are only stewards, and stewardship is only for a time, and stewards must give an account. Then we may humbly ask thee, that thou mayst spare their little children for them in the daytime and in the night watches, and that thou mayst spare the parents for the children. Then we commend unto thee the grandparents. There are many empty places among them who have become widowers and widows. Wilt thou remember them with the empty places, but also with the blessings? Lord, remember the great-grandparents. Then we are given to experience that one generation comes and another generation goes, where a great-grandfather is lying before the gates of eternity. And then once more we commend him unto thee for body and for soul. Wilt thou remember his dear wife, the family circle? Then thou wert speaking in a special way. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and in thy time gladden with thy deeds. Do remember and uphold the barren ones amongst us, were on such a moment when they still have empty arms. Lord, wilt thou grant them that place at thy footstool, where they may tell thee all. Then we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, and all the elderly ones. Lord, we commend thy church unto thee, where in the past week the curatorium was given to meet. and where no new students were accepted for our theological school. May that need be felt, may that be our burden. Then thou was granted that one of the students may be declared a candidate, and we humbly ask thee that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, that thou may instruct and teach him in the way that he must go. Wilt thou remember the other student who has been promoted to the fourth year of studies? Lord, we remember the little daughter in the hospital. Then thou wast graciously watched over her. It has pleased thee to bless the means. Thou wast given much improvement, and there is the hope that father and mother, that they may take their little daughter back to their dwelling. Wilt thou grant a thankful heart for what thou wast done hitherto, a special calling in the midst of the family circle. May it be sanctified. And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help with the administration of word and sacrament. Anoint us with fresh oil from above, and do grant thy Spirit in the midst of the congregation for the application of thy holy word, but also concerning the sacrament of holy baptism. Lord, may it truly be for the strengthening of the people of God. May there have come up souls in this morning that need the strengthening of their faith, because thou leadest thy people many a times in those unfathomable ways. But may it be granted that for souls, that by an eye of faith, when they may be given to see the water sprinkled, they may behold the precious blood of the Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ for the pardoning of sins. Lord, we are so dependent upon thee. Wilt thou so give that thy special presence and thy special blessing may be experienced, also for these parents, that it may be a service that they shall never forget, but that it may be blessed for their eternal welfare. Lord, do then remember all the family circles. Remember all the parents when in this morning, when they think of their prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God, and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us, that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes, through weakness, fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion, that therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church. Let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who was drowned off than Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that he may be buried with him in his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized? Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation? Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Henry de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father John de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Stephen Dinsberger, Mother Dinsberger, Father Johann Klock, Mother Klock, Father Hank Klock, Mother Klock, Father Moritz Riedijk, Mother Riedijk, Father Jake Rosendahl, Mother Rosendahl, Father Adrian Sinke, Mother Sinke, Father Koos van Gardera, Mother van Gardera, Father Dirk van Gardera, Mother van Gardera, Father Kevin van Manen, Mother van Manen, Father Jeffrey Vossenbelt, and Mother Vossenbelt. Parents, then in this morning hour, then there are special reasons to be humbled under the goodness of the Lord. I hope that you have asked for it in this very morning hour, when with the precious gift which the Lord has entrusted unto you, even a family circle with two children, a special gift from heaven, where the Lord has given this particular child and children to you as stewards, entrusted unto you for a certain time. And may it please the Lord in his mercy to spare your little children for you, and you for your children. We have experienced it not so long ago, where a father and mother were called upon to bring a little son of nearly 11 months to the grave. And now in this morning hour, then you may be privileged to present your children before the Lord in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the Lord's thrice holy name upon their forehead. That means, parents, that when you go home in this morning hour, then your children, they have become a God-bearer, the name of a thrice holy God. And now the sacrament, then what an instruction. And may you have also asked the Lord, Lord, wilt thou grant light upon the deep significance of the sacrament, and above all, that it may be used in this morning for our eternal welfare of father and mother, and to do for our little ones what is signified therein. Then the water tells us that our children are unclean. Job 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Then parents, then we shall see our own image in the lives of our children. We have heard it, what a solemn thought, that our children, they come guilty into the world by nature, that they are lying under condemnation. The wages of sin is death, that the sin of Adam taken of that forbidden fruit, that is imputed, that is put on the account of your little child, and therefore guilty, lying under death. But now the water in baptism, oh, that declares then the King at the right hand of the Father, then in this morning, with the administration of the sacrament of baptism, then Christ is telling us parents that he is King, and that he is reigning, and that he is still gathering a church. There are still those that must and shall be gathered, and that is in a way that all the Father's attributes are glorified, his justice and his mercy. Oh, then the water of the sacrament of holy baptism, that points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Oh, parents, there is declared the only hope, and may it also be an expectation of us and our children, that we may be given to beg much, that the Lord may work lovingly among our seed. Do we not read in Isaiah 44, the verses 3 and 4, that the Lord shall pour out his Spirit upon our seed and his blessing upon our offspring? And then it is necessary, because the Lord uses means. And now you have made a solemn oath, first time, and also by renewal, to instruct your little children when they become a little older in that aforesaid doctrine. What is now necessary, parents, to instruct, then we need to know that word. And to that end, may you, as family circles, family worship, we live in a busy time. The labors are manifold, but the times that is our calling to spend with our family circles round about God's word, reading a few words, not to make it too long, singing, and prayer. Thus, to know the word and to instruct. Here a little and there a little. And then it can be so profitable when our children become a little older. Not always so easy, but that father and mother have time with each individual child, maybe on their birthday, other times, that they may feel that also personal attention, maybe questions they want to ask. What else is necessary, parents? Our life. Because parents are given to see already when they are very small, they are all eyes. And they follow their parents. Thus, how necessary. No, children do not expect perfect parents, but they expect that they are given to see and feel sincerity. That father and mother, great respect for God's holy word, evident in their life, and a desire that their children walk according to that word, and that they feel that father and mother, that the souls of their children, that they weigh heavy upon their hearts, the impression that they need to be saved, and all accompanied by much prayer. We need to ask the Lord to beg for the work of the Holy Spirit. But the Lord has said, open wide thy mouth, and I will fill it. What else? Loving discipline and a little expectation. Because when we do not believe that it makes any difference whether we are faithful concerning the means of grace, then parents, we shall not be so diligent. But the Lord has appointed and instituted the means for the ingathering of His church. And then in this morning, when you may look at the fount of water, then you shall see, parents, there is plenty. And then to examine, to question yourself, oh, I hope that need has been felt, whether you have experienced the need to be saved of that precious blood, and that it needs to be applied. You may sit down. Brothers and sisters, when you soon hope to see your little brother or sister to be baptized, the water sprinkled upon their forehead, then it is a very special morning also for you. And when we think of family circles, what a blessing it is when a child is born into a family where there is much love. That is a gift from above. Before a child is born, then fathers and mothers do not have to sit each time down with their other children and say, boys and girls, when the Lord shall bless us with a child, then you have to make sure that you love that child. No, that is a gift from above. And yet we live in a day where the love is waxing cold, and where there are many children born that there is not love between husbands and wives and in the family circles. But now, brothers and sisters, when you may see the water sprinkled upon the forehead of your brother or sister, then you must think back. When I was little, then my parents have also presented me to the Lord, and I have received the water upon my forehead. Thus that means I have the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost upon my forehead. And then we got to think of our heart. Have we now received a new heart of the Lord that needs that blood? And then when we speak to brothers and sisters, then it's necessary to turn unto ourselves. Let us be honest, congregation, and even people of God. How often do we think, meditate, and plead upon our own baptism, that we are a bearer of the name of a thrice holy God, and of the proclamation of such a precious gospel? And then for the grandparents, the great-grandparents, then a very special morning when you may behold the sacrament administered to your seed under the truth of God's word. And then we have asked the parents how it was in this morning. May ask you, grandparents and great-grandparents, how was it in this week? How was it in this morning? were there yet exercises concerning these children and concerning the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, a congregation may ask you, how is it concerning our baptism? Are we truly a separate people that it can be seen in our community and in the world that we are bearers of a triune God and people of God? Oh, may it be used. Is there the need in this morning for the strengthening of the most holy faith with the many doubts and with the many infirmities? Oh, are there a few souls in my midst whereby renewal another church year has went by, beginning with Advent? We have commemorated the day of Pentecost and the day, the last Lord's Day, and are there now souls that still have so many riddles with everything that they have heard? Oh, I hope a little encouragement for souls that could say with Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee, but yet souls with no solution. Oh, there are times, it is true, that their sins may be covered by the love of God, but still that debt upon their shoulders. Oh, may it then be used in this morning, where it may be declared, behold, the Lamb of God. Oh, the Lamb that has shed His precious blood, then it may be declared with the sacrament of holy baptism, look unto me all the ends of the earth and be saved, for I am God and there is none else. Oh, then the sacrament declares that we can never save ourselves, but that only name given under heaven. Oh, may it be experienced with the administration of the sacrament that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. While the children are being brought in, then we ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, the fourth stanza, "Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom His favors were extended." Psalter 425, the fourth stanza, while the children shall be brought in. A tanner Jacob, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Emma Elaine, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lucy, Aaliyah, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Everly Danielle, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Zachary Luke, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jackson Matthew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Joshua, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Andrew Peter, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Joseph Jared, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Paisley Madison, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Cornell Ian, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lucas John, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Aleia Jane, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end, that he may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 367, the third and the fourth stanza. Let the king behold Thy favor for Thy servant David's sake, unto whom a sacred promise, sure and faithful, Thou didst make, and what follows. Psalter 367, the stanzas 3 and 4, and the extra collection today is for the school. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 2, the verses 39 and 40. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Our text words speak of Peter's declaration of a precious promise for us and our children, with three thoughts. In the first place, a promise given at a special time. Secondly, a promise which is exceeding broad. And thirdly, a promise with an added exhortation. Thus first, a promise given at a special time. A beloved congregation, verse 39 of our text words, that our fathers have inserted, included in the form for the administration of holy baptism, to declare that not only adults, but also children in the midst of the church to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. Because our text words in verse 39, that begins with the word for, and that is the connection to the former verse, and where Peter has declared unto the multitude, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Our text words, they were spoken on that notable and that wonderful day of Pentecost, when the children of God were set at such a liberty, such a freedom, to declare the wonderful things of the Lord, and where they were given to preach to the multitude, oh, young and old, Christ has declared in Luke 24, verse 47, that repentance and remission of sins must be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ah, that is a comfort for us and our children. That is a comfort for a people that have learned to themselves to be at Jerusalem, because Jerusalem, that was such a privileged city, the same as we and our children, that we may be under the external administration of the covenant where the Lord has promised in a special way to gather his church. Balaam even had an impression of the blessedness of the children of Israel when he was even given to behold the uttermost parts of the camp, oh, with that tabernacle with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Ah, may we be given to pause oftentimes. Oh, fathers and mothers, what maketh us to differ, that we are not a Muslim, or that we are still a heathen, or for so many that have departed from the truth, where God is exalted to the highest and man abased to the lowest. Oh, then this promise was given at a special time, when the Spirit was poured down from heaven in such a rich measure, and that many have gathered together, many have marveled. Oh, fathers and mothers, I hope there may be many times that you may be given to marvel concerning the precious gift that the Lord has entrusted unto you as stewards, and also an impression because your little child of beginning, when you are holding your little child, then you are holding eternity in your hands, a little child that had a beginning, but that shall never cease to exist. And to that end, oh, marveling, but also, then the multitude is asked, what meaneth this? What a fitting question in this morning. What meaneth this, Lord, when it has pleased thee to set my little child apart from all the people of the world? What meaneth this when the water may be sprinkled upon the forehead of my little child? Then even in the way of understanding, then we need the Lord's light from above, that we may understand the significance of the sacrament concerning the sign, and even more so the seal, where the sacrament seals all the promises in God's word for His church. Oh, what meaneth this? And then Peter and the rest of the apostles have declared, repent. Ah, that is so missing in our day. Did the apostles say that they could repent? What do you think, congregation? Let me ask you, have you now truly tried to repent? Are you as busy with your soul and the souls of your children that you are as busy with the temporal things? Ah, when the Lord works by His Spirit, then that repentance shall be experienced. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world, that worketh death. Oh, that is on account. Oh, fathers and mothers in congregation, the Lord, He demands His image back. He has created us so perfectly that in Adam and Eve they were given to walk with a holy delight, with the praises of the Lord in their heart and upon their lips. But we have broken that covenant. Oh, the Lord has a people concerning that repentance, that each time they need to repent of their repentance, and a guilty sinner still. And then it is the work of the Spirit to uncover deeper and deeper. No, they did not stop with that word repentance, but be baptized unto the remission of sins, which is so beautifully and so richly declared in the sacrament of holy baptism, that as the water washes the filth of our body, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, that precious Jesus, that was willing to come upon this earth, even for a Jerusalem that has ruined everything, that has sinned it away 1,000 times, worthy to be cast into hell. But now for Jerusalem it was declared, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Oh, what a rich proclamation. Ah, the Lord deals so tenderly with His church, not only an audible gospel, but also a visible gospel. Secondly, a promise which is exceeding broad. For the promise is unto you and to your children. Do you hear it, parents? And what are we now to understand in our text of that promise? And it concerns the promises of the covenant of grace, a triune God, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. And those promises are so sure, they shall be fulfilled, spoken by a God that cannot lie. Ah, parents, sometime we make promises to our children, but then it is possible that circumstances arise that we cannot fulfill them. Many other things can happen, can even be that we forget that our children have to remind, the Lord has a people that is given to tell the Lord of Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Thus the promises of God, they are by a God concerning all his attributes, and he shall never leave one of those promises unfilled. And now concerning the promises in our text, then it especially refers to the prophecy of Joel, which we can find in Joel 2, and which Peter has recited, that it was being fulfilled on the glorious day of Pentecost, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and that your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Oh, that sons and daughters, even little children, what a blessing it is when the Lord works among our little children, and that in their simple ways, that it becomes so evident that they are busy with the things of the Lord, the tender fear of the God, the tender fear of the Lord, a hatred of sin, a weeping concerning their sins, and yet the love of God evident in their heart. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Parents, how is it with our prayers? When you were expecting your child, have you humbly asked the Lord not only to spare to make all things well, but that it may be a little child, even a little Samuel, that may serve in the service of the Lord in the latter days of the earth. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. That refers more to those that are called to serve in a service. How often we read in the Old Testament that when the Lord has called certain ones to serve, that they were given to see visions. A vision of that majestic and glorious God. Think of Isaiah 6, but also concerning visions, concerning the church, concerning Zion. Old men that would dream dreams of the past, but also concerning the future, concerning the servants, that I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. All fathers and mothers, do we still believe that the Lord can do it? Do we still expect it? Are there yet prayers? Is there yet a little wrestling, a little storming at the throne of grace in the latter days of the earth, that the Lord may have a special favor to us and our children, that he may raise up many as monuments of free and sovereign grace, and for the children of God to be led further, to receive more instruction from heaven, to sit at the feet of the great prophet, and to need that high priest, in the way of atonement, but also in prayer and thanksgiving, but also to need that eternal and mighty king in that warfare against the triple-headed enemy. When we speak of the promises, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and then it speaks unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Concerning those words that are afar off, then the message must be brought to the Gentiles. Then the Jews, they were also dispersed, but may be a soul, that it may be for encouragement, even and all that are afar off, because when the Lord begins that good work, When the Lord uncovers further and further, then a soul is given to experience that breach that is so wide. Then they do the best to restore that separation. But the Spirit shall teach them a guilty, a hell-worthy, an unworthy sinner still, a thousand times worthy to be cast into love, into hell, but yet a prayer, Lord. Is there then a way? That question of that multitude on the day of Pentecost. Men and brethren, there you have the love. What shall we do? Oh, are there a few souls that know not how to be saved, instructed in the doctrines, but a way that the Spirit leadeth, that you have become more like a Jerusalem, so many blessings and so many privileges, and yet send it all away, and in the further uncovering to learn not only the sin against the law, against the Ten Commandments, but also the sin against the gospel, to learn that with all our efforts and with all our working, that we have despised the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have become as a Jerusalem, that it has become my sins that have nailed them to the cross. But, oh, Christ has commanded the beginning at Jerusalem, for such a people, and for those that are at the ends of the earth. Do we not read in Psalm 61, from the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my soul is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Then in this morning with the sacrament it may be declared, Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, all for a seeking soul, a simple looking, a simple glance, and to embrace it by the arms of faith. Do we not read in John 3, the verses 14 and 15, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that may take place in this morning hour with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Oh, who may look on him, who believeth in him, hath everlasting life. And now our last thought, a promise. Oh, we shall skip concerning that call, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Can we say it, parents, our? It is true. Under that external administration and bears of a thrice holy God, do we not read of the people of Israel that the Lord has called them his people? But we read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5 that it was not all Israel that was Israel. With many the Lord was not well pleased. Parents, is the Lord well pleased with us? Or is there much to confess and much to repent of? The strength of the church, let us remember, that lies in separation and isolation. We read two times in the book of Nehemiah of those broad walls that have separated the inhabitants from those of the world. And now our third thought, a promise with an added exhortation. Thus as many as the Lord shall call. And that is by word and spirit, that external calling that is necessary. And now for that external calling to be accompanied by the loving and precious work of the Holy Spirit, that it becomes an internal calling, that we are reborn and that we become new creatures with those living desires and those new longings after the Lord and his righteousness. And with many other words did he testify, as written in John that everything cannot be recorded. And in a way of saying, then all the books in the world could not contain it all. But then there was added, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That word untoward means to be crooked, perverted. This is the picture of the world of the natural man. This one that says, save yourselves. Does not say no place in the Bible that we can't save ourselves. Let us keep the separation. There are many in our day with such text, with the exhortation and the command, they say, there you have it. We must save ourselves. But there is no place in the Bible written that we can save ourselves. It is written that we are dead in sins and trespasses. Nevertheless, although the covenant of works has been broken, then after that covenant has been broken, then the Lord did not come to Adam as head of that covenant and said, Adam, now you are unable to keep my law. Thus now I lower the threshold, at least if you try, and do your best, then it shall be well. No. Still perfect obedience is required. Therefore the exhortation. What a blessing when it becomes a holy necessity. Ah, that we learn that we are lost. Oh, parents, Lord, may teach you all with your children that we are lost and that we need to be saved and that we learn that we can never save ourselves with everything we do and everything we do not, that we are a guilty and a hell-worthy sinner, and that it becomes, oh, a holy necessity, remaining as a beggar at the throne of grace, and also a holy impossibility. And then it shall be, men and brethren, what shall we do? Save yourselves from this crooked, untoward generation. We live in such a solemn and a serious time. Satan has but a short time. Thus in our text words, it is an exhortation to be a separate people. Balaam has even said in Numbers 23 verse 9 that Israel shall dwell alone, but to be a separate people in itself, that is too short for eternity. We need to be saved by the wonderful works of the Lord, for the promise is unto you and your children and parents. May you now be given to turn these text words into prayer and supplication, begging for the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit to be given to experience. Ah, the service of the Lord, that is such a good service. May I ask you, parents, how is it now with your soul? When you receive another child, and when you present children for baptism, and you've seen that water, plenty, then you do well to examine very closely, O fathers and mothers, that you may speak to one another much of those things that binds a husband and wife close together in a special way. And now it is necessary to experience our text words. The Lord grant you as family circles that special place at his footstool, where you may lay all your needs, your blessings, your desires, and your sins before Him, and that the Lord may do for you and your children what is signified in the sacrament. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please Thee to add Thy blessing. By renewal we commend these parents with their little children unto Thee. Remember also the consistory. The responsibility only becomes greater with more and souls entrusted. A Lord, a privilege when they may be recorded in the registers of the church. We need to be written in the book of the Lamb. Wilt Thou so watch over us in the furtherance of this Lord's day, help the family circles, and bring us together in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 48, the stanzas 3, 7, and 8. O Lord, Thy goodness makes me raise amid Thy people songs of praise. Before all them that fear Thee now, I worship Thee and pay my vow. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service this coming Thursday evening, June 16 at 7:30 p.m. The reading services scheduled for next Sunday have been rescheduled for June 26, where the next Sunday I hope to be home. 48, 3, 7, and 8. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.